when battle was over, then Lord wanted to go back to Dwarka. When he was about to board his rath, at that time Uttara came running, because Brahmastra was released by Ashwatthama, and Lord protected Uttara. Then again he was getting ready for leaving for Dwarka. Then Yudhishthir got depressed. Why he got depressed? He said that in spite of Lord Krishna and other Rishi Munis like Vyas and everybody told him that it is you are not responsible for the whole war, it was a righteous war, but he was not convinced. He was thinking that I have killed, and he was deluded. He said
अहम राजा धर्मसुतः चिंतन सुहृदां वदन प्रकृत आत्मना पिप्रा स्नेह ममो वयम गतः.
आई हैव किल्ड ऑल दीज पीपल फॉर माई ओन सेक, फॉर माई ओन गुड, एज इफ आई विल बी एंजॉइंग द राज एंड एवरीथिंग.
अहो मे पश्यन रत अज्ञानम, सी माई अज्ञान, सी माई इग्नोरेंस, फॉर माई ओन सेक, फॉर माई ओन बेनिफिट, आई हैव ऑल दिस डन दिस थिंग. हृदय रूढ़ दुरात्मन, आई एम विकेट इन हार्ट. पारकस्य एव देहस्य ब्रह्मो मोह अच्छिनो हर्ता.
फॉर माई दिस बॉडी विच विल बी ईटन बाई जैकल्स एंड ऑल दैट, आई हैव किल्ड सो मेनी अक्षौनी ऑफ सेना. वॉट इज अक्षौनी? वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन. एंड हुम आई हैव किल्ड? आई एम स्लेयर ऑफ चिल्ड्रेन, आई एम स्लेयर ऑफ ब्राह्मण, आई एम स्लेयर ऑफ फ्रेंड्स, आई एम स्लेयर ऑफ रिलेटिव्स, फादर, ब्रदर, गुरु. एंड द सेइंग the Vipra, the Brahmans, those who say that it was a righteous war and Raja or the king is not responsible for that, he will not be accumulating in sin, that is not giving me any consolation. And Stri Naam Mat Bandhu Naam Droho, I am responsible for all these widows. You know how many widows were there in the war? How many Achhoni Sena are there? And one Achhoni Sena is equal to 2 lakh multiplied by so many widows. He is saying that I am responsible for all this. And if somebody suggests that this can be removed by yagya and dan, cannot. In yagya, we are again giving sacrifice. So I have killed so many people, now if I put in more sacrifice, how that can remove my sins? It's not possible. Iti bhita, now we enter into the 9th chapter of 1st canto. Iti bhita prajadroha sarva dharma vivatsaya tato vinasanam pragat yatra deva vrato apapat. Distressed Yudhishthir, depressed Yudhishthir, prajadohat, considering the misery of the people, swadharma vivatsaya, wanted to remove all his doubts. Swadharma, what is my dharma at this time? To remove all those doubts. Tato vinasanam pragat yatra devabrato apatat. They all went to devabrata. Who is devabrata? Bhishma Pitama. Apatat means where the Bhishma Pitama was lying. That means they all went to Kurukshetra. Tadahate bhratara sarve sadasvai swarna bhuchitai anabagachan rathai vipraha vyasa dhomyadas tatha. And with that, tadahate bhratara sarve, his brothers also, Yudhishthir and his brothers, sarve sadasvai swarna bhuchitai, they all voted their chariot. How were their chariots? Swarna bhuchitai, all golden chariots, sadasvai, with the good horses. Anavagachan rathai vipraha vyasa dhomya adastata. They all followed Yudhishthir. And other were Vyas and Dhaumya also were in that second rath. In the first rath was Yudhishthir. In the second rath was other brothers, Vyas and Dhaumya. Bhagavan api viprase rathena sadhananjaya. In the third rath, Bhagavan himself with Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya Arjun. He also followed. Sa tabaircha rochata nripa kuber ebe guhyaka. The scene wise like this, as a kuber is followed by yachada. Kuber is followed by yachcha means Yudhishthir was like kuber and all the peoples were like yachcha following. It was a great scene. Drishtva nipatatam bhaumya divasachutta ivamaram pranemu pandava bhismam sanugaha sa chakrina. Seeing the Drishtva Nipatatam, Drishtva seeing the Bhishma Pitamaha, Bhumav on the floor, as if some devata has fallen from the heaven. Deva Chuta Iva Amaram, Pranemu Pandavaha, all Pandavaha Pranemu saluted him. Bhishmam Sanuga, with all the followers who came, they all saluted. Sahachakrina, even the Lord Krishna also saluted. Who were all assembled there to see this wonderful death of Bhishma Pitama. He had this Ichha Mrityu, na? He can die at any time he likes. So lot of people assembled at that time. Many rishis, they wanted to see this death. Who were there? Tatra Brahma Rishaya. Many Brahmans were there. Deva Rishayascha Sattama. Dev Rishi, they came. Raja Rishayascha, many Raja. Raja Rishi, they all came to see it. Tatrasanam Drishtu Bharata Pungavam, to see this glory of Bhishma Pitamaha who was lying there. Others were Parvataha, mountain, not the mountain, this mountain Devata, Parvataha, Narada, Dhaumya, Bhagavan Badarayana, Bhagavan Badarayana? Ved Vyasi was also present there. Brihadascha Bharadvaja Sasishyo Renukasuta Parusram with his disciple. He was also present. Vasishtha Indra Pramada Trita Gritsamada Asita Kachivan Gautam Atri Kausikatha Sudarsana. These were all present at that time. Annecha Munyo Brahman Brahmarath. Who was Brahmarath? Sukhdevji. Name of Sukhdevji is Brahmarath. Sukhdevji was also present there. Adayo Amalaha. These are all purified in mind people. Amalaha. Sisei Rupata Ajagamu. They came with their disciples. When the Rishi Muni come, they bring their disciples also. See, this is a wonderful thing. You will never be able to see it again. Pata Kasyap Angirasade, Kasyap Rishi, Angiras, they were all present at that time. Tan Sametan Mahabhagan Upalabhya Vasuttamah Pujayamasa Dharmagyo Dayasakal Vibhagatah. Tan Sametan Mahabhagan Bhishma Ubaje Vasu. One of the Ashtavasu was Bhishma Pitamah. How many Vasus are there? Eight. What are they? They are Dhara, Dhruva, Soma, Apa, Anila, Anala, Pratyusha, and Prabhas. In the recent time, Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, Vivekananda cha Vasu. It is one of the Vasu. It is said in the Gospel of Thakur Ramakrishna, Vivekananda vaje Vasu. Pujayamasa Dharmagyo Desa Kala Vibhagata. He welcome, oh Bhishma Pita, welcome everybody. Who was he? Well, Dharmagya. Dharmagya means he was the knower. Knower of what? Desa Kala Vibhagata. How to behave in a place and in a proper time. He was Dharmagya. He was knower of that. What should be the appropriate behavior in a particular place, in a particular time. At different place, at different tribe, our behavior changes. He was knower of that. Krishnam chatat prabhavagya. He also knew who is this Krishna. That was in his heart only. He knew who is this. He is none other than Narayan. Asinam Jagadishwaram. Jagadishwar has come. He knew that.
Hidastim pujayamasa, in heart he worshipped Lord Krishna. Mayo yupata vigraham, he has taken a form with the help of his Shakti Maya.
He is in present form with his Maya Shakti. Nobody was able to recognize him.
Panduputranam upasinam, then he saw the Panduputra seated there. Prasya prema sangatam, they were seated with humility and love. Abhyasya janaragase trairandhina bhutena chachusa, he addressed them with the eyes blinded with the tears of affection.
Bhishma Pitama was crying.
Then he addressed to Pandavas. From verse number 12 to verse number 30, he is addressing to the Pandavas.
Aho kashtam aho anyayam yadhyuyam dharmanandanaha jivitum narhata klishtam vipradharmachyutashrayaha.
What a tragedy, a injustice you all had to suffer, although you followed righteous path.
Pandavas, they had to suffer a lot, although they were following a righteous path.
Lord was always with you, still you have to suffer.
Why? Lord was always there with them, always with their side.
Your prarabdha will never leave you wherever you go.
Prarabdha will be there. People think, wife ko chhod do, divorce kar do, prarabdha will be over. It will never be over. It will follow you. Wherever you go, your prarabdha will follow. People think so. They disown their children, they disown their friends, relatives, or they think this company is giving me sorrow, leave this company, or this place, India, is giving me sorrow, I will be more happy in America. Now you all know. Prarabdha will never leave you. Even the Lord is with you. Really speaking, it is not with the Pandava. Lord is with all of us. He is seated inside. Still, we all are suffering also. This is prarabdha.
Sanstite atirathe pandav tat pratha bala prajabadhu yusmat krite bahun klesan prapta tokvati mahu.
Pandav, your father, Pandu, he was a super archer, atirathi. But when he died, then Pritha means Kunti. Kunti also had to suffer a lot when you were all little children. With little children, when she become widow, she also had to suffer. Why this has happened, Lord is saying.
Sarvam kala kritam manne.
I consider this is all because of the spirit of time. This is the kal, yathar.
Bhavatam cha yad priyam.
This has happened to all of you.
Sapalo yad vase lokah.
Well, it's not you. The whole world is subordinate to this time. Whole world is subordinate to time. How? Beautiful example. Vayo riva ganavali. Ganavali means as the clouds. As the clouds are subordinate to breeze. Wherever the breeze takes, the cloud has to go. Up, down, right, left. Similarly, we all are subordinate to time. But the time changes. Always remember this thing. If the sukh is now, time will change. If dukh is there, time will change. After day, night will come. After night, day will come. It's guaranteed. Time will change.
Yatra dharma suto raja gadapani vrikodarah krishno strigandivam chapam sruhit krishna stato vipat.
How strange that the danger should stalk the fortune of a family that has son of dharma as its head, dharmaraj Yudhishthir. He was the head of the family. And
protection by Bhim with mighty mace, Gadadhari, Bhishma, protected by Bhishma.
Bhima.
And Arjun with the Gandiv. And above all, Lord Krishna himself was their ally. Still, the dangers were always coming to them again and again. O King, nobody can know the will of the Supreme, and even the far-sighted rishis or the kavis, they even can't come to know what is going to happen. These are the dictates of Divine. Now, O King, you take care of this all praja. And he said, this praja is anath. Anath means without any protector. You are now Nath. Earlier he said he knew that Lord Krishna is the Paramatma, the Brahman. Now he is openly saying, Esavai Bhagwan Satchat. To Pandava ji saying he is the Satchat Bhagwan. Adyo Narayana Pumana. And he is Narayan himself from which the whole world has come. He is the Adi Purus. Mohan Maya Lokam. He has deluded the whole world with his Maya Sakti. Gudas Charita Vishnusu. He has taken birth in Vrishnikul as a Yadav, but he has covered himself with Maya. The people are not able to recognize him. Very few people know his the greatness. Asya Anubhavam Bhagwan Veda Guhyatam Siva. Bhagwan Siva knows. Only very few, only three names he is giving here. Shiva knew that he is Lord Krishna is Narayan. Dev Rishi Narad knew that he is Narayan. And Satchat Bhagavan Kapilo Nripa, Bhagavan Kapil. Three people knew that he, this Krishna who has taken this form is Narayan himself. How you consider Pandav him? Yam annase matuleyam. You thought he is your cousin, mamera bhai. You considered him your brother. Priyamitram, dear friend. They always considered him as a friend. Na? Suruhitam, selfless ally. Akaro sachivam. You took his services as advisor, sachiv, secretary. Dutam, you utilized him as an ambassador also. Srodhadatha Sarathim, and now you are made him your Sarathi, your driver also. This is only possible in Hinduism only. Our Lord can become your servant. Sarathim, how? Arjun said to the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, it says, Senayo Vyoro Madhe Ratham Stapya Me Achyuta, E Achyut, take my chariot in between the two armies. I want to see. Who are the standing on the other side of the enemy? Who are the Maharathis with whom I have to fight? Like we say, driver, take me to this place. He said, Maharathi, Achyut, take me to this place. And who is he? Sarvatmana. He is the soul of all, samadrisa, even sighted, advaya, non-dual, anahankrite, divide of ego. Tat kritam mati vivaisham nirvadda senakachit. No kind of humiliation and elation is felt by him. He is sitting inside us also. He has taken form of Lord Krishna also, but he is not at all affected by our happiness and suffering. Atman is not at all attached or detached with anything. Not at all affected by whatever we do. Similarly, this Krishna, whether you make him charioteer or make him anything, he is not concerned. Not elated when you worship him as a Bhagavan Krishna. Or he is not feel humiliated when you are using him as a your sarathi. Tathapi ekanta bhaktesu pasya bhupanukampitam. See his grace. Because of my bhakti for this devotee I have got unwavering love for him.
Yanme sanstujyata sachhat krishno darshanam agatah.
Sachhat Krishna has come here to give me darshan when I am just going to leave my vital airs. Just to give me darshan, because he promised me once that I will come at the last moment, I will give you my darshan.
Bhakti avesha mano yasmin vacha yan nama kirtana.
Then bhakta, Bhishma Pitama at that time concentrated mind with devotion. Bhaktya avesha mano yasmin, he concentrated his mind.
Vacha yan nama kirtayan,
and he started reciting the name of the Lord.
Tejanan kalevaram yogi muchyate kama karma bhi.
A dying aspirant is liberated if he does two things: concentrate your mind and take the name of the Lord.
Muchyate kama karma bhi,
then he is liberated. He is no more born. His vasanas are all exhausted. Same thing has been said in Bhagavad Gita also. Lord says,
Antakale cha mameva smaran mukta kalevaram ya prayati sarmad bhavam yati nasti atra sansaya. Antakale cha mameva smaran.
One who takes the name of the Lord at the time of leaving this mortal coil,
muktva kalevaram sa prayati samad bhavam,
when he leaves this body, he comes to me, madbhavam. He gets my madbhavam. He comes to me.
Yati na asti atra sansaya.
There is no doubt about it. So now you know what is to be done at the last moment. Can you do that? You can do it, but you have to practice it.
How long? Tasmat sarvesu kalesu.
Tasmat is the conclusion.
Therefore,
Lord is saying, Tasmat sarvesu kalesu, not at the time of death only, sarvesu kalesu, so long you are living.
Mam anusmara yuddha cha.
Mam anusmara, you remember me. And yuddha, yuddha means don't fight. Yuddha means do your duty. Do your duty always remembering me.
Mai arpit mano buddhi,
give your mind and intellect to me.
Mam eva aishyasi asansayam,
you will reach me asansayam, there is no doubt about it. So what we have to do? Remember Lord. Always. Sarvesu kalesu. How you can do it? That is why we have, in the morning we teach the children. When you get up, karagre vasti rashmi, then you take bath, gange cha yamune vai, then we take food, brahmarpan brahmavi. We have divinized all actions so that one can remember Lord always.
Now Bhishma Pitama is saying to the Lord, sa deva devo bhagwan pratichatam, O Lord, please stay here.
And Lord will have to stay there because the bhakta has said, pratichatam, wait here.
Kalevaram yavadidam hinomyam,
till such time I leave this body. You stay here. How should be your face? What should be your look?
Prasannahasa, smilingly.
And arunalochanam. Arunalochanam means like the red lotus, your eye. We see a little bit of red on this corner, this one. Lotus eye, arunlochan. I must see that your eyes are open.
Ullasa mukhambuja,
and your beautiful face.
Dhyanapatas chaturbuja,
you should be on the forehand form.
Chaturbuj.
I don't want to see dvibuj. This chaturbuja only can be seen in the dhyanapath. In meditation you can see the chaturbuja. So you remain in the chaturbhuj form till I breathe my last. At that time, what happened?
Yudhishthir tatakarnya sayana sarpanjare aprichitta vividhan dharman rishinam chanu anusrunam.
at that time, Yudhishthir was not satisfied with the arguments given by Lord at that time and other Rishi Munis that you are not the sinner, you have done nothing wrong. He asked many questions to Bhishma Pitama. Bhishma Pitama was lying on the bed of arrows. And all the Rishi Munis, I have mentioned the names of all the Rishi Munis, they were all seated there. They were all listening to the question which were raised by Yudhishthir. And Bhishma Pitama replied, Purusha Swabhava Vihitan. He told the general duties of a man. Purusha Swabhava, general duties, Vihitan. Yathavarna Yathasram, and the specific duties also he told. Yathavarna Yathasram. What is Varna? Yathavarna? Brahman? Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sutra. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya. How this Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sutra comes? According to guna, satra, rajasa, tama, there is a division. According to satra, rajasa, tama, guna, you can be Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sutra. And according, if you are born even in a Sutra family, you can become Brahman. You can raise your guna and become Brahman. And a Brahman born in the Brahman family can become Sudra. He can become Tamasik. He will become Sudra, Brahman. And Yatha Ashramam. Ashramam means? Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sanya. So what is to be done in Brahmacharya? Study. Grihastha Ashram? Study of what?
Vedo
Nityam Adhiyatam. You have to study the Vedas.
Sadhana Panchakam.
Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam. You have to study the scriptures. And Tadujitam Karma Swanushtiyatam. Grihastha Karma is supposed to, you have to exhaust your vasanas. And how you can exhaust your vasanas? By doing the karma as prescribed in the scripture which you have learnt in Brahmacharya Ashram. Batao, our Grihastha Ashram is getting over. In the Brahmacharya we have not studied Vedas. We don't know how to exhaust our vasanas. And we are fulfilling our desires. So exhaust your vasana. When the vasana are exhausted in the Grihastha Ashram, then comes the Vanaprastha. In Vanaprastha Ashram, what is to be done? You have to do the Upasana. In Grihastha Ashram, by fulfilling your desires according to the Shastra, you have reduced your desires to the minimum level. That means your mind is purified. When the mind is purified, then when you go into the Vanaprastha Ashram, now you have to concentrate that mind. Upasana is to be done. When the Upasana is complete, then what is to be done? You go to the Sannyas Ashram. What is to be done in Sannyas Ashram? You have to get the knowledge of self. This is the duties. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. And this four into four. Four means according to the Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra. They all have in Brahmacharya and Grihastha different duties are prescribed for all of them. So Yatha Varna Yatha Ashram, he also said about that. Vairagya Raga Upadibhyam. Vairagya and Raga, there are two marks. Pravritti mark and Nibritti mark. Those who are vairagi, dispassionate, for them it is said you do Sravan Manan Nididhyasana because they have already withdrawn from sansar, vairagi. Ragi, there is other category, we come under the ragi category. We are not vairagi, we are ragi. So for ragi, what is to be done? You do your duties in a particular way. So that is called Pravritti Dharma. And there is a Nibritti Dharma. In Gita you will find two dharma, Pravritti Dharma and Nibritti Dharma. For the Nibritti Dharma, only Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. For Pravritti Dharma, Pravritti Dharma, because you have got vasana. You have to exhaust those vasana. For exhausting that vasana, you have to go into the Pravritti Dharma. Pravritti Dharma means doing action in a particular way. What is that particular way? Karma Yoga.
Karma Yoga.
Karma Yoga. You have to do in Karma Yoga. Amnato Bhailachanam, he told everything. Bhishma Pitamaha is now telling all these things. What else he did say? Dan Dharman, he told about the rules of charity. How the charity should be given and all that. Raj Dharman, duty of Raja. So rules of charity, duties of Raja. Moksha Dharman, duty of a seeker of moksha. What he should do. Vibhaksa, Stri Dharman, duties of women. Bhagavad Dharman, duties of devotees. All those things in detail. Samas Vyasa Yogata, he told everything. He also explained, Dharma Artha Kama Mochansa Sahay Upayan Yathamune. He told about how to proceed in Dharma Artha Kama Mocha. A very simple analysis is that you must follow the dharma, righteous way, to earn the artha. Artha means money. So earn money in the righteous way. Then with that money, kama, fulfill your desire. When the desire is fulfilled, then comes the moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Sahupane yathamune nana khyane itihasesu varnayamasa tattvita. He gave reference to many itihas. Many itihas means past references. This has happened in this yuga. This person followed this way. They got liberation. Itihas was also said. Dharma pravadasya sakala pratu upasthita. When he was explaining all this in time, then kala prati upasthita, his time came. What was the time? Yo yogin achanda mrityo vanchita uttarayana. The uttarayan has started. Uttarayan means the sun has started from dakshinayan to uttarayan. When was that? January 14. That time has arrived. Then what did Bhishma Pitamaha do? Tato upasangritta gira. He controlled. Gira means speech. He controlled his speech. Sahasrani. Sahasrani means Bhishma was capable to fight 1,000 combatants single-handedly. 1,000 warrior on one side and Bhishma Pitamaha on alone. So that is his name is Sahasrani. Vimukta sangai. He has detached now. Mana Adi Puruse, he fixed his mind in the Adi Purus, in the Lord Krishna. Krishna Lasat Pit Pate Chatur Bhuje Purusthite. And his mind were fixed on the Lord, which who is wearing the Pitambar, and his Pitambar was Lishit. He was wavering at that time. Visuddha Adharanata Hata Subhattida Tadichai Vasu Gata Yudhvatha. Just by the glance of the Lord, Gata Yudhvatha, all his piercing arrows were no more giving him pain. Gata Yudhvatha, no vyatha, no pain. Just when the Lord saw him, it's all gone. Controlling all his senses, he recited the following hymns addressed to the Lord. This is now Stuti of Bhishma Pitamaha. Earlier we have seen the stuti of Arjun out of sorrow, Kunti, and now it is the time at the time of death. Bhishma is praying to Lord. He says, may I offer my mind which is freed from every desire to the Lord who is none other than all pervading Brahman. He is offering his mind. Always absorbed in bliss and for doing Leela, he has taken this form by his yoga maya power. So that is why in most of the cases you will find the Lord is always standing like this. Give me your mind, I will purify and I will give you back purified mind. I went to the Hindu temple here. So Panditji was saying, the people come, they will roll this $1 note and put it in the hand of the Lord.
Lakshmiji.
Direct offer. Because here in the temple you can approach right to the idol and thinking that giving $1 he will get $100,000. So in the first stuti he is offering his mind. In the second stuti he is asking a beautiful thing. May I have unfailing and absolute devotion. Whenever you happen to see the Lord, don't ask for remove my disease, give me a son, give me a house, give me a Mercedes Benz. Don't ask. Give me a naukri. No. What should you ask? Give me devotion. Thakur Ramakrishna also used to say to his devotees, suppose all of a sudden there was a doctor sitting there and he was addressing that doctor. Suppose Lord comes in front of you, what will you ask? Will you ask for a dispensary? Dispensary means an office. I want a place where I can sit and practice. Will you ask for a dispensary? You should ask Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion. That is what Bhishma Pitama is asking. May I have unfailing and absolute devotion toward Lord Krishna, who is Sakha of Arjun. His body has an enchanting blue sting, wearing yellow silk robe, brilliant rays like morning sun coming out. His face is like lotus and curly hairs are falling on his face. In the third verse he says, I remember the scene of the war when his ears has turned brown because of the dust raised by the hoofs of the horses. With the sweat on his face caused by the exertion in the battle, his armor is pierced and blood dripping because of arrows shot by me. Bhishma Pitama is on the other side. He also shot many arrows toward Lord Krishna and Arjun because Lord was on the other side. Lord was his enemy. He says, sought by me, may my mind have unfailing hankering of such Krishna. He is thinking of all the forms. The war is over, but he is thinking about all these things. Sapati Sakhi Vacho Nisamya Madhe Nij Parayo Valyo Ratham Nibeshya. Lord positioned the chariot between two armies. Nij Paraya Bala. Bala means army. You know the army's name in the Hindi is called Bal. Suraksha Bal. You will find in Hindi written in India, Bal. So, Nija Paryo Bala. Ratham Nivesha. Arjun said, take my chariot in between Nija and Paryo Bala in the two armies. You did that. Sthivati Parasainika Ayurachana Hatavati. Sthivati, when you stationed the chariot there, Krishna also saw everybody on the other side. Which side? Parasainaka. And you have taken the ayu. You have taken the rest of life of all those people who were standing. Just by seeing all those people, these all people will never go back home. Parayu. What a specific... Sthitavati parasainiko ayu rachana hatvati partha sake rati. Let my rati, let my mind be absorbed in that form of the Lord. Vyabhit pritana mukham niricha swajana badhat vimukhasya dosa buddhya. When Arjun saw what Lord did, he took away the rest of the age of everybody. And when Arjun saw what happened, he was deluded. Why he was agitated? He started seeing his family, guru, Bhishma Pitama. Actually, Krishna did a trick at that time. He brought the chariot and placed Jat in front of Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya. Dronacharya was his guru and Bhishma Pitama grandsire, grandfather. Seeing them, he started thinking, he is my grandfather. But Arjun knew that who will be on the enemy side. He very well he knew that all the Kauravas will be there. Even the Bhishma Pitama will be also there. Dronacharya will be also. Why Dronacharya will be there? Because he was employed, he was paid. Kripacharya, Kulguru, paid. So they all have to be on that side. But he was deluded. Shankaracharya has said in one sentence, the disease of Arjun was, ye mere hain aur main unka hun. Attachment. That disease is still continuing. Arjun disease is with us. Ye mere hain aur main inka hun. Swajan badhat vimukhasya dosa buddhya. He was deluded. Arjun was deluded at that time. Kumati arhat atma vidya. You removed his delusion by atma vidya. How long it took? 2.5 hours. By giving the atma vidya, within 2.5 hours, he never gave him any medicine. No medicine. And he didn't even touch. Your problem is gone. No. He gave him the atma vidya, everything. Within 2.5 hours. Kumati aharat atma vidya ya charana rati paramasya tasyame astu. May I have a supreme devotion to the lotus feet of that Lord in that form. He is thinking of all these forms. The face full with the dust, sweat, that roop he is thinking. Then when he is giving the atma gyan to Arjun, Krishna is on the upper level, Arjun at the lower level and taking the knowledge. He's remembering all these things. Then he says, may I have the Lord came to the battlefield promising that he will not touch the weapon. That was the promise given to Bhishma Pitama, that he will not touch the weapon. But Bhishma Pitama promised that, oh Lord Krishna, you have to take the weapon. And what did Lord do? To keep the promise of his own devotee, he took the
wheel.
That wheel.
The wheel of the
and some people say that was Sudarshan Chakra, because wheel is also wrong.
Wheel of the Ratha.
He took the wheel of Ratha. But some people also say that this is the Sudarshan Chakra. He took the wheel of the road and ran toward Bhishma Pitama. Bhishma Pitama said, okay, accept it now. And at that time he says his Pitambar fell down and his strides caused tremor in the earth. When Lord Krishna was going toward the Bhishma Pitama, there was a Bhumi Kampan at that time. Then he says, may that Krishna be refuge of my soul. In each verse he is offering himself. Then it is said, all those who died in the battle seeing Lord Krishna in front, they all got the Sayujya Mukti. Iha niriccha hata gata sa rupam. Because all were facing Lord. All 11 Achyavani Sena of Kaurav were facing Lord, so they were all seeing the Lord. Seeing the Lord, they all died. So they all got Sayuj Mukti. They all were liberated. May my mind absorb in the Lord whom Gopika loved. Then in the last verse he says, I visualize the form of Lord when he was worshipped first in the Rajasuya Yajna. Performed by Yudhishthir, he is standing in front of me at that time of death. In Rajasuya Yajna, Pratham offering was given to Lord Krishna. He was honored first. So he is thinking of that form also. These are coming to his mind. Krishna em Bhagavati Mano Vag Drishti Vritti Bhi Atmanya Atmanavesha So Anta Swasa Upanamada. Anta Swas, the last breath has come now. Time has come. Krishna em Bhagavati Mano. Bhishma Pitama united in his mind. Then Mano Vag. Vag means? One. It represents Karmendriya. Mano means mind. Then Drishti. Drishti means sight. It represents organs of perception. So he controlled his mind, he controlled his organs of action, he controlled his organs of perception also. Vritti bhi, all the thoughts were directed toward the Lord. Atmanya atmavesya so anta swasa upramatah. And he left his mortal coil. Then what happened? All those assembled remained mute, like the bird at dusk. Before dusk, all the birds were chirping, but all of a sudden you will find everything is pin drop silence. Similarly, at that time, everybody was mute. When the Bhishma Pitama dissolved into the Supreme Being, that is Brahman, what happened takhan? Tatra dundu bhayo nedu deva manava adita. Then devata and the manushya played drums. Sansasu sadhavo ragya, the good and the righteous king, those who were present, they started praising Bhishma Pitama. Khat petu puspa vrishtaya, and there was a rain of flower from heaven. Puspa vrishti, there was playing of drums by humans and devatas. And all the kings, Rajarshi, the good and the righteous king, they started praising Bhishma Pitama. Tasya niraharani dini samparetasya bhargava yudhishthira karitva muhurta dukkito abhavat. Then thereafter, the Yudhishthir performed the last rites for the Bhishma Pitamara. He was very sorrowful, but at the same time, seeing that he is liberated, he was not that sorrowful. Some Mahatma say that he was a realized person. Bhishma Pitamara, no rites are required for a realized person. It is said that even if he dies in a dog eater's house, nothing is to be worried about. He knows he is not the body. So no karma is required, but Yudhishthir performed everything according to the scripture. Tustubhu manyo hrishta krishnam tad guhyama namabhi tataste krishna hridaya sva asraman prayu punah. Holy men assembled, praised Lord Krishna and left for their ashram, chanting the name of the Lord. Tato Yudhishthiro gatva sah krishno gajabham pitaram santavayamasa gandhyarim cha tapasvinim. Yudhishthir and Krishna went to Hastinapur. Where were they now? In Kurukshetra. From there they went to the Hastinapur and consoled whom? Pitaram, Dhritarashtra was there. And Gandharim consoled both of them. Pitra cha anumato traja vasudeva anumodita chakara rajyam dharmena pitra paita maha bibhum. Thereafter, with the permission of the Dhritarashtra, पिता च अनुमतः दृतराज गेव हिम द परमिशन टू बी किंग आफ्टर लूजिंग ऑल सन ही गेव हिम द परमिशन टू बी किंग वासुदेव अनुमोदित वासुदेव लॉर्ड कृष्णा ब्लेस्ड हिम दैट नाउ यू बिकम द किंग चकार राज्य में धर्मेन पितृ पैतामहं विभु देन ही एज्यूम द रेन्स ऑफ द किंगडम इनहेरिटेड इट एंड स्टार्टेड रूलिंग एज पर द लॉ ऑफ द लैंड सो द डेल्यूशन ऑफ धृतराष्ट्र वॉज ओवर वेन इट वॉज ओवर आफ्टर लिसनिंग टू भीष्म पितामह वॉट ही डिड आफ्टर दैट Next question is asked, when he became king, so what, how he conducted along with his Pandav brothers, that is in the next chapter. We will take up in our next sitting. Om Purnamada Purnamidam
Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्